Hello and welcome back to the Move IQ podcast. I'm Nicola, this is Lexi. Today we are talking all things that will make Lexi very happy. Renovation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. So
you say happy.
Okay, happy and stressed. Now look, I mean at the moment, so the average spend on a renovation at the moment is £21,440. That was in 2024.
Yeah.
I mean, renovation is booming right now. Everyone's going for it. There's a lot of money you can spend. You could also slightly do it on a budget. So we're kind of going to take you through your options.
Absolutely. And I think this is so good to talk about because you always hear people that are doing renovations, right? But there's very few people that actually give you a cost breakdown.
Yes.
And tell you how much their renovation costs.
Yes.
So if you don't want to ask your friends or your neighbours what they spent, we're going to break it down for you and we're going to look at different budgets. So if you've got, let's say, 10k, 20k, 50k plus, what you can kind of expect from that budget.
Yes.
Now, I'm just out the end of a 23-week renovation.
Mm-hmm. Are you okay?
I'm surviving. Look, I spend my life on building sites as a developer. We have a construction company, so I'm always on a building site.
Yeah.
And I love it. But usually I am doing development projects that are either going to be flip projects to sell on, or I am doing something to hold as part of my own portfolio and rent out to someone. So I'm always thinking of the end user
in mind.
And I'm never actually going to live there myself.
Mm.
This renovation, however, I was going to be the one living there.
It's for you.
It's for us. And that is, in my opinion, where it got really tricky.
Yeah.
Because I didn't think I was a picky person, Nicola.
Are you picky?
Well, it turns out I am when it comes to my own renovation.
Oh.
And I spend my life telling people compromise, compromise. I found it very hard to take my own advice, let's say.
That's really funny. I mean, I do my best when it comes to doing up our house. Like we haven't really done big renovations, but we've covered over the hole where the fireplace is. We've now got a full media wall and like an electric fireplace that takes over the whole thing. Media wall, new dining table, painted everything. And we're now doing the bedroom. So we're now going to put like paneling up and that kind of thing.
Are you doing it yourself? Are you DIYing?
Doing it ourselves, but also we got builders in to put the media wall in. Everything else is being done ourselves. My husband does flooring, so he can do the floor himself and all that kind of thing. So that's where we've saved a bit of money. But it's also what I'm learning is I'm really bad at making decisions. I can't do it. It was a bit like when we recorded that Halloween episode and you were like, which one do you want to wear on your head? I'm like, don't make me choose. I can't choose. I can't do it. But the most important thing that you need to think about when you want to do up your house is budget. Yep. How much do you have? What do you want to get done? What's the most important part you want to get done?
Yep. And also, why, you know, you mentioned that statistic earlier about how many people are thinking of renovating. So according to Aviva, 7 million homeowners plan to renovate in the next 2 years.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of us out there, whether it's, you know, doing just tidying up a room, putting furniture,
doing a paint,
just giving a little facelift to something, or we're going full on out and putting in a new kitchen. We're doing a top to toe. We're putting in new bathrooms.
Doing what you've just done.
We're doing what I've just done. however, you might be looking to renovate. Why are so many people renovating? And I guess it comes down to mostly stamp duty. If you're paying to move house again,
yes,
you're going to be paying stamp duty on it. So I looked at, you know, let's say your next property was going to cost you £500,000. Let's just say and use that as an easy figure. You're going to be paying £15,000 in stamp. Now, I'm not saying that you're going to be able to do an extension with £15,000 because it's going to cost a lot more than that. But that £15,000 stamp is dead money.
Yeah.
That is disappearing. It's not going towards anything in your house. And, you know, you might as well actually stay put where you are. Mm. If you love where you live, you like your neighbours, your kids are at a local school, you don't actually want to move, but you need a little bit of zhuzhing.
Zhuzh.
Zhuzh away.
Yes.
Absolutely.
You can zhuzh a lot for 15 grand.
Than uprooting your life and going to a new place.
Yeah.
It's easier to renovate.
Yeah. What I found, especially from doing what we're doing, is doing a lot ourselves has actually just saved so much money. It's not the fact that we're on a budget. It was just that we didn't want to spend too much on paying people to come in and do it. I know that's much easier to do, but it was like, well, if I can do it, I might as well just do it.
100%. And I think nowadays you look online and there's so many people that are doing little DIY projects and giving you tips and tricks. And it's almost like a follow along.
Yeah.
Like, I think it gives people the confidence that, hey, if that person can do it, I can do it.
Do you know what's a fun Friday night? sanding skirting boards.
There you go. You brilliant. See?
Love it.
putting together flat pack furniture.
Just love it. Just maybe have some wine, but you'll be fine. But
you'll be absolutely fine. Are you going to panel yourself? You mentioned in your bedroom.
My husband will do that because I shouldn't get in the way of stuff that need measuring.
Mm.
Because I'm not very good. So he's a good handyman. So he's very good. Like, he does flooring and stuff for a living anyway, but he's very good at putting up shelves. He'll be really good at doing the paneling and that sort of thing. He's like measure down to the millimeter kind of guy.
Nice.
So I know he'll be good.
Cool.
I know it.
Like you said, with the wine or however you would like to celebrate a Friday night, making it fun, I think, is key.
Yes.
Because I think there's this whole thing, we've got to refurb the living space, let's say, and it becomes like a problem and you don't want to do it.
No,
it takes up your time.
Yeah.
Of course it takes up your time, but if you make it a bit fun, have a painting party.
Oh, I
know
that.
I've seen people do this and it's almost like a hen party, but for painting the living room. I'd go
pizza
and painting.
Pizza painting party.
Get friends round.
Pizza painting prosecco.
Yeah.
Love this.
And you mentioned little ways of cost saving there, DIY. Mm-hmm. If you can do anything yourself, give it a go. You don't actually know if you can do something yourself until you give it a go.
And if you mess it up, it adds character and creates a story.
Yeah. We love a story.
We do.
We know this from the Halloween episode, don't we? We do love a story. But also shopping around.
Mm.
So as an example, we got in a couple of companies to come and price up the joinery in... I did like a little mini dressing room. So we had a couple of companies come in, give us quotes. Do you know how much the quotes were? They were about £10,000 to £15,000.
That's stamp duty on a £500,000 house.
Oh,
I just like that.
Right there. But I'm not saying you need to spend that on the dressing room at all. What did I do? We went to IKEA. I bought IKEA packs.
Yeah.
I didn't put doors on them because I thought it's a little dressing room. So I'm just not going to pay for the doors.
Okay.
And it cost me £2,000 instead.
Oh, what a difference.
You know, still a lot of money to spend out. But what a difference.
Yeah. And actually, IKEA flat packs are quite straightforward.
But I know.
Like, even I can do those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I assisted putting it together. Absolutely.
I assisted
it. I told them that I did a little Instagram video on it because my jaw didn't shut properly. And I was like, guys, it's not working.
That might have been my fault. See, it adds a story, see? It's all
it
for
does.
Entertainment.
It does. And talking about that 15,000 that we mentioned earlier. So when I moved into a bungalow, which was, okay, we've got to take into account the fact that the cost of materials and labour have gone up. This was maybe 7 years ago.
Right.
Just pre-COVID. We bought a bungalow that was... It was derelict. It was, I mean, the heating and stuff was functional. The boiler was just about working. Mm. But in terms of living standard, I mean, it had green carpet and basically no kitchen. Mm. We put in new kitchen. We didn't put in a new bathroom. We did put in a new loo. We did a basic bit of repainting, ripped up the green carpet. What did we discover underneath? Parquet flooring.
Stunning.
Winner. But we spent £15,000, there's your £15,000, on making that livable.
Huh.
And we bought the bungalow for £900,000. We got it revalued at 1.1.
No.
Just from doing that. I mean, we did gardening work outside and
but
we made
15
it,
grand.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It was just doing the kitchen we put in, for example. We just went to our normal kitchen suppliers and said, what have you got lying around? What have people returned? Getting secondhand kitchens.
I remember
such
we
a game
spoke about
changer.
This on another podcast. Yeah. That blew my mind.
Yeah, we've spent £2,000 on the kitchen, the entire kitchen, all the appliances, because it was an ex-display kitchen.
Yeah, I didn't realise that was a thing until I learned this from you on the other podcast that we did. Yeah.
So also, I put on my Instagram the other day that Kitchen House, so just giving this as an example, we got our kitchen through Kitchen House, but they put up on their Instagram the other day that they were giving a ex-display kitchen that they'd basically been touring around for the summer. They've taken it to loads of shows. It was worth, with the appliances, £19,400. They were selling it for £5,000.
No. Yeah. No.
Which is still a lot of money to drop. I get that. But
for what you're getting, you're getting nineteen and a half grand's worth of stuff for £5,000.
So I guess if you were looking at secondhand kitchens or you're looking at ex-display kitchens, slightly more difficult because if you've got a kitchen space and a layout that you want to work with, it might not always fit, but if you were completely taking out a kitchen and creating a new room, then you just base that room around the kitchens that you find.
Yes.
that are secondhand or ex display.
See, that's where, like, if we're starting with a 10 grand or a 15 grand budget to do something up, then yes, you can. If you go for a used kitchen, you can get the kitchen done. I mean, normally a bathroom would be what, like 6 grand, something like that.
And yeah,
bathroom.
Let's, you know, when we said we were going to talk through different budgets, let's start with that 10,000. Let's say, you know, most people are spending their renovation money from savings.
Yes.
So it's savings that we've saved up, and maybe people have got together after a few years, £10,000 to spend on shushing up their home. So what can we get for that? So I guess it's, you know, you're certainly not getting a whole house renovation. Yeah. Let me tell you that, sadly, after just coming out the end of one. You probably aren't getting a whole full room. So like a full bathroom or a full kitchen renovation, but you are doing the cosmetics. So refreshes, the painting, maybe some flooring, new carpet, that kind of thing. And they make huge differences. I always think as well, furniture. If you spent £10,000 on furniture, you could make such a difference to your home. Such a different vibe from just putting in different bits of furniture. Because you might have a neutral colour palette.
Yeah.
You can whitewash the walls. You can do, you know, whatever you want to do there. But putting in furniture could be really where you really add character.
Oh, yeah. You see, I'm in a phase where I'm like, yeah, it's sofa. We've just ordered a new sofa. It comes next week, actually. We've already been waiting 6 weeks. So it's taken ages. we've got two new sofas. New dining table. And I'm in a throw era of my life. That's where I'm at. Love a throw.
Oh, nice.
Love a throw. Yeah. So I've been finding lots of throws, lots of lovely cushions. That's where I've been spending my money.
I like that. All the accessories make such a difference. And now is the perfect time to do it. Autumn. Getting cozy.
Yes.
Getting in those new colour schemes.
Yes.
Adding a bit of texture.
Yes.
Easy to do.
Yes.
Also, thinking about what materials you're using. So say if you're doing a kitchen floor or a bathroom floor, instead of spending on high quality, think about the specification. Instead of going high quality and getting tiles, what about the vinyl?
Yeah.
You can get really good vinyl nowadays for a few £100 that can go on the floor. It looks like tiling.
Yeah.
And, you know, you spend a little bit on that. If it only lasts you 2 years, you replace it again.
Mm-hmm.
You can even get the panels that you can, the tile effect panels that you can put on bathroom walls that are waterproof. When it comes down to kitchens, you know, that's, we're taking a little bit of a step up, aren't we? If we think about going into the kitchen territory, because you're probably then looking 10 to 15K.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
I'll talk to you about some kitchen saving aspects in a minute.
Of course,
of course. Another thing to think about, I guess, with if we were looking at a 10K budget.
Yeah.
Or just spending a little bit. And I know this sounds boring, but sometimes it's better to put your money where you can't see it, sadly. I hate doing that. It's all the wiring. The wiring, the electrics.
Yeah.
The insulation.
Insulation upgrade.
Yeah. A big one. If you've got loft space and it's not insulated, think of the amount of money that is basically being lost in energy and heat going out of your roof.
Treat it as a marathon, not a sprint. Ugh. You will spend some money on insulation, and in the long run, you're going to be saving so much money. So,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That. And to fit out like a loft space with insulation, it's normally about £1,000.
Yeah.
So obviously, there's a lot of things that are going to, that's going to depend on the size of the space that you're doing, the material that you're doing, and whether you're actually DIYing it or if you're getting someone in and having to pay labour costs.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that's a bit of an average that we've given you there, but that's what you can kind of expect.
Yes, good.
Yeah, this is improving good. The EPC. All these things are adding value to your home. In the background.
Love it. Absolutely love it. Right. Talk to me about kitchens because I'm excited.
Oh,
about your wonderful value kitchen advice.
Tell you a little sneaky trick that we did in our renovation? This is a little bit naughty and I'm not going to name brands, but we looked at some colours of some very fancy paint places. Yeah.
You're about to say something to me that is exactly the same as what we've just done.
Pop to Leyland. Got them to mix it up.
We did the same.
Do you know how much we saved?
How much did you save?
£10,000 on paint.
We did the same thing. I've got a feeling it's because you told me about this.
Maybe.
Because we got the colour samples and then we were like, oh, something like this. And then we bought the little sample pots and then we went to the local paint shop and got them to mix it up.
Yeah.
And the paint is just good.
But I will obviously stress that that quality of paint is not going to be the same. But
think of how much money you're saving.
Of the money. Think of the money.
Because expensive saving. Paint is expensive.
Yeah. Paint is so expensive.
That particular, I know exactly what the brand you're thinking of. It's really expensive. Lovely paint, but very, very expensive. Absolutely. So if you can pick their lovely colours, but just mix it up somewhere. Yeah.
And another trick with paint, not necessarily even a trick really, but another bit of advice I always think when it comes to painting, you can save so much money by doing it yourself. I think a lot of people are scared to paint.
Yeah.
You can buy the paint sprayers. So you can
spray them on Instagram.
The it's brilliant.
Yeah.
It's like giving someone a spray tan.
Yeah. I'd be really bad at that.
No, I really don't see how you can mess it up. Like,
don't mind a roller.
It's
fine.
Yeah, roller is absolutely fine.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you're paying someone else to come in to paint for you.
Yeah.
And that's probably, I mean, this varies up and down the country. But when we actually did get decorators in to do our paint across our whole house. And we paid them £125 a day.
Yeah, that's that.
But even that, you're saving money by doing it yourself.
I love
bit
it.
Of DIY. There you go. So basically, 10K, we can transform one room beautifully, or we can add some aesthetic touches throughout the home.
Love.
There we go.
Next stage up, please.
You want the kitchen.
Yeah.
He wants the kitchen.
I'm excited for it.
So if we talk about that next level up, so saving about £20,000. And when we looked at those averages, what was that? £21,400 or something. So looking at that average, what can we get for 20K? One of those is kind of a mid-range kitchen. So you're probably looking 15 to 20K for putting in a new kitchen. Now, my advice, and I'm not saying this is necessarily correct, but the way that we did things was we went and sat down with a kitchen designer. You can name any kitchen brand that's out there. You can go and sit down with one of their designers completely for free, and you can show them your kitchen. You can give them the measurements and they will design a kitchen for you.
I like it.
Brilliant. And it's completely free to go and do that. What we did was we went all out. We were basically like, right, put in everything, every little detail, and we'll look at a worst case scenario.
Yes.
Yeah. And then you can
always take away.
Then you take away.
Yeah.
Exactly. Otherwise, you start with a basic, then you start adding things in, then you're like, oh, but I want this, but I want that.
Yeah.
If you start with worst case scenario, you may be surprised, first of all, and go, oh, actually, you know what? This is in my budget, or I only need to find a little bit more to spend on that. But at least you know what the worst case scenario is. And then exactly like you say, you can start working backwards from that. So when we did our kitchen, we looked at the price and went, okay, that doesn't suit. We need to get it down to this price. What can we do?
Yeah.
And so changes that we could make, we reduced the size of our island. We took out a couple of drawers. We took out a couple of cupboards where we didn't necessarily think that we needed them.
You added a wine cooler though. That was
yes, the wine cooler. The wine cooler is fabulous.
It's basically a hole on the kitchen side. There's like, you know, like a wine bucket, but it's like dipped into the side in the kitchen and it keeps your wine the perfect like if you take it out of the fridge and then you put it in the wine cooler, it keeps it at that temperature. And I'm like, that is so extra. That's the most Lexi move I think I've ever seen.
I would like to say that I got it on a special offer. You take some bits out, you add some bits in. The Kalo wine cooler is probably the biggest talking point in my house and I am obsessed. It's a feature.
It's brilliant.
She's a babe.
Yeah, she is a total babe.
But it's things like that you could remove.
Yeah.
Is it needed? Do you need the Kalo wine cooler?
Yes.
But things like worktops, right?
Yeah.
You've got different standards of worktops. Are you going full on marble? Can we go somewhere in the middle like quartz? Or your basic, I don't want to say bog standard because that's not what, that's not the right word, but your basic worktops, right? Your wooden worktops.
That's what we've got.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Wooden tops.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
We put these recently into one of my investment properties. It costs £600.
Yeah.
And again, it's not built necessarily to last. You can obviously get the laminate worktops as well. The biggest damage to that is water. So you're always going to have to think about around the sinks. But then our last laminate worktop lasted 10 years.
Yeah.
So for £600.
That's a bargain.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it still looks nice because you can pick the shade of wood that you want.
And you can also get offcuts. So if you're doing a small kitchen area, you can go and ask your kitchen supplier, what offcuts do they have?
Yeah, you know how to do this. Is what I love doing.
Deal, Nicola.
I just love it. So obsessed with your Instagram. Every time you like you post an update, you're like before, after. I'm like, you are so amazing.
Oh, I do love a deal. I'm always like, if you don't ask, you don't get.
Yeah.
There's a will, there's a way.
Yes, there clearly is.
Another way that you could potentially spend that £20,000 that we're talking about is, and we'd kind of touched on this earlier, but it's taking it back to the bones of the property. So sometimes before you want to go and start doing your bathroom refurbishment and ripping everything out for the sake of it and then just replacing it, you might want to dig a little bit deeper and look at the bones of the house. So the electrics, the boiler, the plumbing. They're the things that keep your house moving. I hate spending money on things that I can't see, but actually when it comes down to
the
things that you need and the things that people are going to ask about. If you come to, in 10 years time, 5 years time, 2 years time, selling your home, questions, you know, we've done a 10 questions that you should ask. One of those questions is, how long ago was the boiler fitted? Was the plumbing done? If you can go, we did that 5 years ago, we had all of the plumbing done, we've had a brand new boiler, all the electrics have been updated, it's a selling point in itself. So sometimes it's good to start there rather than spending that money putting in a brand new bathroom. 2 years down the line, you've got a problem with the plumbing.
Or decorating the whole entire place, problem with the plumbing, and now it's leaking through the ceiling. Now it's ruined your decorating. Brilliant.
Exactly.
That's a good shout.
And like I say, I hate spending money on things that I can't see. It makes me very sad. But, you know, and I feel like that, like you said, £20,000, if it's achievable, it's, you know, everyone's different. We've all got different savings. We all want different things. But I think you can spend that £20,000 working on the bones of the house or putting in new kitchen, new bathroom, and just thinking carefully about the spec and where you might be able to make some savings.
Right. Let's step up to the bit that I get excited.
Stepping up. It's giving me flashbacks of doing my house. But what can 50k achieve? This is a lot of money.
I mean, my brain instantly goes 50k, probably a loft conversion.
Something you can like that. You get loft conversions. On average, you're probably looking around 40 to 60. So your 50k is bang on.
We were originally... Here's the story. Actually, I think it was the last time we were... Like a few months ago, we were going to put... It wasn't really an extension. We were calling it a... It's not a conservatory. It's not a conservatory.
Side return?
No.
No.
It's called...
Glass box room, kind of thing.
Orangery.
I love an orangery.
Thank you.
Thank
you. We were putting on an orangery. So the plan was skylights, all that sort of thing. Orangery, extend it on the back of the house. Stunning, stunning. Looked into it. Because of the, all the foundations, essentially it had to be treated like an extension on the house, and it was going to cost us 50 grand.
Yeah.
And we sat back and we went, do we want to spend 50 grand on that? Or... should we see where else that can take us?
Yeah, well, it's going to add more value as well.
Yeah, well, what we've done is we haven't done the orangery. So we've done up the living room. We've changed the flooring on the entire downstairs. We've put in the media wall. My husband's bought a new van. And now we're doing up the bedroom, and we're doing up each room bit by bit. So that's where we're putting the money instead. Because we were like, if we spend 50 grand, as looking at it, it wasn't going to add enough for it to make sense for us to make that choice. So we avoided that in the end. But that was going to be 50 grand.
Yeah. That's orangeries, can I just say, I love an orangery.
We might revisit again one day. We'll see how we feel.
You know, historically, people used to gift orangeries to each other. They'd be like, oh, I fancy... lady, whatever her name is, I'm going to buy her an orangery.
Maybe someone can...
shall we bring that back?
Just buy one for me.
Just buy me an orangery.
Buy me one for Christmas.
So exactly that. You could look at doing a loft extension.
Yes.
You could look at adding an orangery for your 50,000. Or you could look up doing multiple rooms.
Yes.
So you could do the new kitchen. You could probably get a new bathroom out of it as well. And a bit of redecoration. So typically, let's talk per square metres. Now, again... this is really going to depend on specification of a property. Mm. It's really going to depend on how much you're paying labour, the materials that you're using. There's a lot of things that go into this.
Yes.
Would you like to know what I work on my projects?
Yes.
Yes? So yes. If we're doing, I say, basic refurb, so all the aesthetics, including replacing kitchens, you're doing the aesthetics of a home, we work on about £2,000 per square metre.
Okay.
If you're doing an extension, so you're adding something on, whether that's a loft extension, side return, rear extension, we work on about £3,000 per square metre. This is me talking from my experience and what we base our projects on.
Okay.
If you're building from ground up, so you're doing a basement or you're literally building a house, we work on about £4,000 per square metre. So if you calculate that, you can see how quickly 50k can disappear.
Yes, very quick.
Yeah.
Very quick.
giving you an example and how things have changed in the last 10 years. So to give you an example of one of my properties that I did up 10 years ago,
yeah.
I spent £35,000 on the whole thing. It was a 50 square meter apartment on the ground floor.
Yeah.
We didn't put in a new boiler. We didn't put in new plumbing. We didn't put in new electrics because it was sufficient. It was good. But we replaced everything else. We moved one wall so that we created a one bed into a two bedroom. We replaced all the floor. We did repaint throughout. We did new bathroom. We did new kitchen. So all the aesthetics were new and it was £35,000. Nowadays, I'm like 10 years later down the line, I would think that's doubled.
Ooh.
Yeah. When you look at cost of materials and the cost of labor.
Yeah, that's crazy, isn't it?
I know. I'd like to be able to do that for £35,000. And again, it depends. Like, you know, I talk to my mum and dad who live in Devon and they often are paying a lot less to their labourers than we might in London. Mm. So it's all a little bit relative based on a lot of different factors. But I always think it's so good to discuss, you know, what people have gone through and actual examples.
Yes, exactly that. And I think from speaking to lots of different people and having my own experience and that kind of thing is always allow wiggle room within your budget.
Yes.
Like, don't say, oh, 50 grand. Oh, well, this will cost you 50 grand because it probably won't. It will probably end up costing you 55 grand or something like that.
Yeah.
It will always end up going over slightly. Very lucky if it goes under, but normally 9 times out of 10, you need a buffer.
That is the biggest
reason. You need buffering space.
Yes. Contingency plans, always plan for B, C, D, Z.
If
it goes to plan, brilliant.
Yeah.
That's a bonus. But no, that is the exact reason that most renovations come to a halt. We all have all watched the shows on telly where people have these amazing plans.
Yeah.
They run out of money and it never gets completed.
Yeah.
So you have to be very careful and absolutely having a contingency plan. Like, is your budget that you're looking to spend the infinite amount you can spend? Like, literally, if you spent that money, you have nothing left. Or do you actually have a little bit of allowance? Because I've always, is the answer. You should always have that.
Yes.
And people say put aside 10-15%. In my opinion,
I'd put more.
Minimum 20%.
Yeah.
Sometimes I would even double the allowance that you've given it from, because you can sometimes get carried away is one thing. That's me. The second thing, you don't know what you're going to find when you start uncovering and taking things back to brick.
Mm-hmm.
For example, my 23-week renovation we just did started off as replacing the kitchen. That's how where it all began. And we ripped out the kitchen and then you've taken up the floor. So then you're like, okay, well, now I need to replace the kitchen floor. Well, if I'm replacing the kitchen floor, I might as well put in underfloor heating. If I'm putting in the underfloor heating, I might as well do the plumbing work.
Yep.
If I'm doing the plumbing work, I've got to take out the bathroom. So now I'm putting in a new bathroom.
Yeah.
It's one thing after another. We then found that in our top bathroom, we were just going to take out the bath and put in a shower because I was like, it had this beautiful copper bath.
Gold bath. Love a bath.
It'd be lovely.
Yeah.
Could have bought my next house with that one. But copper bath, it was stunning. I actually sold it on Facebook Marketplace.
Nice.
Yeah, nice. But we were like, we're not going to use the bath. We'll put in a shower. Water pressure right at the top of our house was not good at all. So we had to redo the pipe work upstairs. So sometimes you just don't know what you're going to uncover. And, you know, you want to be able to solve a problem rather than having it sat there and not being able to continue with your project.
Not just that. It's things like if you are putting in a loft conversion at the moment, as we're recording this episode, it's been a mixture of monsoon season here in the UK.
Yes.
We've had a little bit of sunshine followed by hours and hours of hardcore fat rain, like crazy rain. And you think it's moments like that that's going to push everything back. And all of a sudden, that's going to take longer. You've now got to pay your contractors a few extra days. That's going to cost you more money.
Yeah. And we spoke about this actually in a previous renovation episode that you can find here on Move IQ, where we spoke about how you're paying your team.
Yeah.
How are you paying the trades? How are you paying your builders? How are you paying your labourers?
Yeah.
Are you paying them a day rate? Or are you paying them a fixed rate? Are you paying them cost plus? You know, it's all about how you might be paying your team as well. And I gave that example when we did our painting.
Yeah.
We got the decorators in and they charged us £125 a day. For all of our team, from the decorators to the labourers to the actual builders, our kind of variant of what we paid people ranged from £125 a day to £250 a day.
Right.
And that was in London. So that, you know, up and down the country is probably going to vary.
And if you are preparing for the worst, like say you've put aside an extra 20% and say you don't need that, my friend, you've got yourself a holiday. You know what I mean? You've put aside that little bit extra and you haven't had to go over budget and you've absolutely smashed it out of the park and you go, do you know what? Screw it. Let's go Mallorca.
Brilliant. If you're that 20%, because 80% of homeowners, sadly, spend over on their renovation.
Oh, right. Okay. So not many people are going to have holidays. So if you do get a holiday out of it, then really celebrate because you're a rarity.
I know. Yeah. Sad, but true.
Yes.
But that is the biggest thing that we need to think about, I think, is really just having a plan B in action.
Yeah.
Also reusing things. You know, you could reuse and repaint. So, for example, you've got your kitchen cabinets, right? Instead of going out and getting a whole new kitchen.
Well, this is what I'm thinking of.
Paint the cabinets.
Yeah.
Change the handles.
That's what I'm thinking of doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. To save us getting a whole new kitchen, we're going to do that,
absolutely.
I think.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then just very quickly going back to when we talked about the trades and the builders, and that can be a massive cost to people because you hire the wrong tradesperson or they leave you in the dirt, let's say. That's going to cost you.
Yes.
They might have made mistakes. So how do you find good trades and good builders? My number one is recommendations.
Right.
Always.
Yes.
Always ask
word of
a neighbour. Word of mouth.
Read the reviews.
Ask a neighbour. Yeah.
Check ask a trade is really good for that.
Check a trade is also
all
good.
Reviews.
Yeah. All reviews, all verified.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think if you actually, even if you walk around, sometimes I've walked around the local area, and you know, you've got the boards outside properties where developments are taking place. So people have the name of the people that are working there and their number. You can just pick up the phone, call them. Be like, okay, what are you doing for this person? Can you come and do this for me when you're free? There you go.
Nice.
Or you can use SEMA Construction, just say.
Nice plug.
Nice really plug. Good. Really. Okay, let's talk about some returns on investment then, some ROI. Would you like to know some facts?
Please
I
do.
I love a good fact.
Hit me. Okay.
So renovations add around 9% to a home's value.
Okay.
And typically what you spent, you're getting a 50% return on investment.
Nice.
What you spend.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay.
So actually spending that little bit of money is adding to the value of your house.
Brilliant.
There you go.
Yeah.
And exactly like you say, a little wrap up is plan for your budget, but also plan for things to go wrong. Right. And if they go
exactly
right, it's a bonus.
Yeah. Exactly that. Yeah. And I think it can be easier than you think it is.
Yeah,
some famous last words when you've just had the most stressful moment of your life.
No, I get it. I do love a renovation. I do love it. But from doing the works that you've done in your property, Nicola, what's one thing like a smart spend that you've done? Or something that you're like, hey, this was a little hack.
A little hack?
Yeah.
I don't think there was a hack.
There was no hack. Do you feel like you've spent on something that you think that is a smart spend? Hey, I knew that'd be something.
The rug. Our rug, right?
Ah.
Stay with me.
Okay.
So we were like, so we've done what's this floor that we've got in here? Herringbone.
Carpet.
We've done like, yeah herringbone carpet. Floor. We've done that throughout the entire downstairs, right? Lovely, lovely. But we do have dogs. And we did have a bit of carpet in the living room before. And because we like the fact that when they have zoomies, they've got something to grip on. So we were like, we probably better get a rug, right? So we had a little look at rugs. And some of the rugs can get really, really expensive. And we were like, well, while we're decorating and stuff, we'll just get this cheap 30 quid from Dunelm or whatever. So we just went and got that and then put it down. And then we went, do you know what? This rug's all right. Actually, I could live with it. We could just get a bigger version of that. So we went and got a bigger version of that, 50 quid.
No way.
That's it.
Yeah.
We spent 50 quid on a rug.
Yes.
But that wasn't, it was just one of those where we were like, oh, we'll get a much nicer one. And then we're like, that's all right, actually.
Yes, that's all right.
Shopping around.
Yeah.
See, that is a hack in itself. Do you know as well, particularly when it comes to furniture, you can use comparison sites like YouFurnish, for example, where you can go and put in, you know, the rug that you want, the jute rug, and then it will come up with loads of different sites that have these jute rugs and you can compare the prices.
Yes,
genius,
because you can make such a cost saving. Like we've got a circular jute rug that we actually ended up getting from Amazon in our house, and other places were selling it for maybe £120. We paid about 45.
Love it.
Yeah
Although there is one that we did splash the cash
on
our fireplace.
Oh yeah,
because it was I have a fear of real fire in the house. So I was like, I wanted an electric fire. I wanted the nice long one with the glass all around it. And we had a little look. We went down to a local fireplace shop. So it was a proper local family run business. And we went and had a look around. They were amazing. They allowed our dogs in the shop. They gave them treats and water and stuff. It was so nice. And we were like, look, if we're going to do this, we can buy this for 500 quid from down the road from like a whatever shop. But this, I really want to make this right.
Yep.
So we spent £1,600 on our fireplace, but it does everything. It does all
turn it on with a remote.
We do have a remote and it does change colour. And it also, it does like a little fake crackle noise, which you can turn the volume up and down on.
Oh,
and like the embers and stuff underneath, the stones and the logs and everything is all really lovely quality. And it's just a beautiful thing. And every time I put it up on my Instagram, everyone's like, I love your fireplace.
I'm
like,
one.
I know, I spent £1,600 on it.
She's influencing.
Please appreciate me. That was a one splash of the cash that we were like,
splash. Okay. Yeah. Well, I've got a little smart spend that we just did in our house, which saved us a lot of money.
Mm.
It is a little bit of a risk. So we put tiles outside for our patio area. Yeah. But we went into Manoli in Marylebone. Sounds expensive.
It does.
But I sat down with lovely Jonathan and I said, I want these tiles, but I don't want to pay that price for them. What could we do?
Help me.
And he said, why, we've got, this is basically a new range. So everyone will have a different range, right? He said, last year's range looks very similar to this. It's slightly more grey, but we've got end of the line tiles. So we've got one last shipment. It's coming in from Spain. We've got 50 tiles. Is it going to be enough for you? So we bought all 50 tiles, end of line, very, very cheap, because they were just going to go and destroy them. However, if you break one, there's no more left.
Yeah.
No, yeah. So touch wood.
Super glue won't save the day.
I have broken one yet. But that is the risk that you take.
Yeah.
But, or ask for end of line. End of line, anything. Kitchen shops might have end of line. Oh. Furniture shops might have end of line.
I love it.
Stuff that they're literally going to throw away or sell off cheaply.
Yeah.
A lot of places now as well, a lot of furniture stores will sell off stuff that's damaged.
Yeah.
Slightly damaged, slightly stained.
Yeah, because you can fix it.
Just put a throw over it.
Yeah, the throw. I love a throw. I am so in a throw era of my life.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So there you go. That was a little roundup of different budgets and what you can get as a basic.
I could talk to you about this for so long.
I've talked about it forever.
This is the right. So, but we need to stop at some point.
I know. So 10K was that little targeted face.
Yes.
Basically, 20K was more of a major single room overhaul, maybe a new kitchen. Maybe putting that towards a new bathroom, maybe looking at the bones of the property, might be able to add there. And the 50K was something structural, something, a bigger project, or doing multiple rooms in like a 2 or 3 bedroom property.
I loved it. I loved every essence of this episode and it makes me want to go back and decorate my house even more.
Yeah. And don't forget to budget, add contingency to that. And I think if you're going to splash cash anywhere, it's on the fireplace. No, it's on the things. It's on the things that you touch on an everyday basis.
I don't touch the fireplace on an everyday basis,
no,
but I look at it every day.
Yeah.
So it was important.
It's a feature.
Thank you. Yes, it was. If you have your own tips, put it in the comment section below. That would be great.
Please do. Yeah, leave your comments because other people will read through these and think, hey, actually, I'd like to know what everybody else
has more done. Tips.
We love a hack.
We love a hack. Yeah, and then I want to pick your brain again soon.
Okay, please. We'll be back soon.
See you next time.